Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
I want to be an actor.
All right.
Hello, boys and girls, and moms and dads, and Nana, Grandpa, and aunts and uncles, and sisters and brothers, and friends, and people who just care about kids. We want to thank you so much for joining us, because this is a special day. And guess what, boys and girls? We're almost at the end of summer. So that means that playtime is going to be less. Well, it's kind of strange because it's still daylight, but yet it's almost 7:30 in the East Coast and still 4:30 if you're on the West Coast. And anywhere you are, it might be a different time, but guess what, Starfish? It's still time to go to bed. Not bad! I know it's really hard and difficult to realize that sometimes, boys and girls, you do get tired. And guess what? We have someone that's with us that is also 8 years old, and it's Anthony Michael Hobbs, and he's a strong uncle.
Hi.
Let's hear that cheer again for Anthony.
Hi.
Oh, here we go. Anthony said hi, boys and girls.
Hi.
And Anthony, do you hear that cheer, boys and girls, for you?
Yeah.
They're so excited and glad that you came. And one of the things that we found out, we played that song, I believe, by the commission, and guess what? They were talking about when they get older. And Anthony said, that's what he wants to do now, right, Anthony?
Yeah.
And not only are you going to do now, but you've been doing for a while, and you still are doing something that generally just adults do. So when you're doing that, do you see a lot of adults around you?
Yeah.
And what do you do when you see all these adults, and what do they do to you when they see you?
They say, hello, hello, I think you're going to do great, good luck, whole bunch of stuff.
Those are great words of encouragement.
So they're there to support you, right? They're supporting you.
Yep.
And they're putting their arms around you and say, come on over, Anthony, you're doing a great job.
Who's doing what?
And Anthony,
who's doing it?
What?
The kid, the adults are saying, great job, right?
Yep.
Oh, good. And they're right there supporting you. And Anthony, one of the other things, because you know we're talking about bedtime. So bedtime in your house, is it real difficult for you to go to bed or tell your mom, I want to stay up late because after all, I'm an actor. I'm working.
Sometimes I say, can I stay up late? Because, I'm cute. So you should be able to, you should So you should ignore me and let me go stay out.
So you're asking her to give you a break.
Yeah, but basically she lets me stay up as long as I know I have school tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Do you have a list, a checklist that you need to do before you go to bed?
Yes.
What is that? Because here in Aunt Jewel's, we have a bedtime list that all the kids like to follow. And what do you do?
I drink some water, brush my teeth, get dressed into my pajamas, and listen to stories on the phone.
Nice. Do you have favorite PJs?
My shorts. The short ones.
We had a little boy, his favorite PJs were Spider-Man, and someone else had SpongeBob, but you just have your favorite shorts, right?
Mm-hmm. My favorites are shorts and my Sonic ones.
Oh, nice. We even had a little boy, Kyle said his favorite were basketball shorts, so he loved wearing those. So,
cool.
We would like for you, because we still have kids playing outside, can you call the kids to come in and get ready for bedtime?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, call them in.
It's time to go to bed.
Oh, I think you need to tell them one more time.
Go to bed.
I think that almost did it.
Come on, go to bed.
There's still a few stragglers. One more time.
Go to bed, come on.
You did it. Good job, good job, Anthony.
Thank you.
And as you can see, it's really difficult to get them in, especially like if you're on the seesaw or if you're on the swing or if you're playing on the monkey bars. You just have so much energy. You just know that you possibly can't close your eyes to go to bed. No way.
I play basketball.
Oh, okay. And just like Kyle, you play basketball.
And I play soccer.
Then
I play baseball. And I play baseball.
Oh, wow. Quite the athlete, Anthony.
So basically, I play every sport but football.
Oh, wow, that's great. I'm fun, and you know baseball right now is having a World Series, and we have even Westport in it, right, for all the kids in Connecticut and the East Coast. They were playing Japan. So much fun.
The Little League.
And so right now what we want to be able to do is we want to have this bedtime list, just like what you said. You said you do a lot of the things that we talk about. Get your water, and usually those are kinds of things like, Mom, do I have to go to bed now? Can I have my water? Can I get my slippers? Can I go get my favorite teddy bear? Can I go, I want something else to say. Can I ask you this question, please, please, please? All kinds of things to get you to fall.
Your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your
Great
out of their grandkids, right, Anthony?
Yeah.
As an 8-year-old actor who has so much experience, 4 whole years, what would you give kids who are 4, 5, 6, 7, or even 8, or even adults? What advice would you give to them?
I would tell them to never give up and to pursue their dreams and to work hard to earn it.
Wow.
Isn't there a lot of things that you have to memorize, and how do you know what to say or do? Or what happens if you forget your words?
Well, let's see here.
Is there someone there that usually helps you? Or when you start doing it, everybody, the word starts to come.
Yeah. It's my mom.
Okay, so moms are good after all.
Yep. And moms are okay.
I know there's a number of things that you did, and people thought, you're with a cast, and you're with a very serious role. How did you do? And one of the things, boys and girls, well, maybe I'll let you say what this role was. A very adult situation, and you were the kid, and you had to act without even saying any words. What did you do? How did you know how to get into the character?
Well, I just really, really just thought as if I was really Frederick Douglass at 6 years old, and I just really got into it. I just really, really did.
Did you know someone that was that old?
My great-grandma.
Oh, so you have someone that kind of in your mind, which means it's almost an imagination that you have to believe that you were someone. And it really helps sometimes when you have somebody that you know that's something like that to really start to understand what you should do.
A good director that helps. That helps me. Helps me along the way, tells me what if I do something wrong, and tells me what to fix, you know?
Right, so it sounds like you follow directions really well, and certainly you learn some of that, guess what, boys and girls, from your mom and dad. They tell you that there's things you have to do, and you follow them, and then it comes out right, and it comes out what you find out what you're supposed to do. And I think that one of the things that we should let the boys and girls know what this role was that you did an outstanding job for. In fact, the event even got nominated for an Emmy.
Yep. I am so excited.
Can you tell the boys and girls what an Emmy is and what it means?
Emmy is an award that you get for being, like, one of the best movies. And it means that, like, it's like a big award ceremony that you get to go to. And if you win, you compete against other stuff, like movies or, you know, best director in movies. And, you go against them to win the Emmy to see if you are the best director or if you made the best movie, and The Abolitionist is going for best nonfiction series.
Which is really good, because that means that it's a true story, boys and girls. And The Abolitionist, one of the things that you did was you played this excellent role, and you were part of it because in nonfiction, there's a timeline. It's like you're in, right now you're 8 years old, but you didn't come out being eight. You came out being a baby. And then you kind of grow, and there's different timetables. So you were the young person of this particular character. And do you want to tell you want to tell the boys and girls what character were you?
I was Frederick Douglass at 6 years old.
Yay! That is great. So Frederick Douglass at 6, that's the part that you played. And you did an excellent job, too.
Thank you.
And to play such a huge hero and trailblazer.
Yep. Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass did a lot.
He did. So when you were doing that, you learned a lot of what he did, too, right?
Yep.
So, boys and girls, we want you to watch PBS and look for that, The Abolitionist, and you'll be able to see Anthony Hobbs doing what he did, what actually he does best. So convincing you were. So convincing.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And especially because it was in a different time zone that we are in right now. It was not 2013, so you had to go back in time.
I was 6 when I did it.
Oh, say that again?
I was 6 when I did it, and I played him at 6 years old.
Okay. Wow, that's even better. Wow, that's great. First grade. And then on top of that, you have done commercials.
Yep.
Tell us about that. What was your favorite commercial? Probably all of them.
Okay. All of them?
No, I was just saying that for all of them, because as an actor, you just like to work.
Okay, sure you want to hear every single one?
Hearing that many? Wow, good. Did you meet other kids when you're doing your commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. And they're actors and actresses as well. So you can meet other kids that are doing the same thing as you.
Yeah, there was a lot at Comcast.
Oh, you did a lot for Comcast, which is great. That's cable.
Yep.
We know we're going to see you in a lot of other roles, and when I saw one where you were sitting in the back seat of a car, and you remember that one?
Yeah, I was United Way.
Okay.
Yeah, United
Way
was fun.
Oh, okay.
And what you didn't say was that I fell asleep on the job.
Yeah.
I fell asleep in that car.
Asleep
in that car.
You went off to dreamland. Which is what we're trying to get all the boys and girls to do here. And we have a favorite book that we would like for you to read. Did you get that book? Did you have to go to school or did you get home school? What kind of thing happened to you?
I got to school.
And what happens when you go to school and your boys and girls and your friends all say, did you do a movie? Did you do a commercial? Were you on TV? Did you see this person? Did you see that? How was the Emmy when you go to the awards? What did you wear?
I say, yes, I did. I wore something that made me look awesome. And I took pictures. and sometimes I take the pictures to school.
Well, that's some show and tell.
Yes.
And what is your granny, what does she say when she sees those pictures?
She cries.
Oh, that's so nice. I know she's so happy, and probably your mommy is too. She's so proud, and your daddy, they're like going, oh, we know you. And do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Well, you want to do a shout-out for them?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a shout-out. And if you know their age, can you imagine Stockman said he doesn't know the age of his brothers and sisters? You can even say that too.
I just want to give a shout out saying hello to all my cousins, friends, family. Hello!
That's a grand shout out.
That's inclusive. That means you won't miss anyone's name.
Yep.
And we are going to be talking about, you know what our topic is? Our topic is back to school.
Cool.
And, yes, back to school, because that's what's going to happen. Summer's almost over, so we have to do all the things that we can before we have to get up early in the morning and put on our school clothes and have our books and make sure that we learn every day. This is what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be playing a song to help get you in the mode.
Boys and girls, this song is called Back to School by Tracy Phillips. Here we go.
The weather starts to get real cool, and now it's time for back to school. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. This is such a special day. I'm going back to school.
Time to get to class.
Do you have a hard time getting up in the morning?
Yes.
So now you have to be on a schedule. That's one of the things that happens with going back to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the other thing that happens when you go back to school that you're looking forward to?
Seeing my friends, seeing my old teacher from first grade.
Wow.
Jim.
And you have a special book that we would like for you to read to the boys and girls. Are you ready to do that? Do you know the title and do you know the author?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear it.
The First Day of School by Annie Rockwell, and the pictures are by Lizzie Rockwell. Yuck! When I saw myself in the mirror this morning, I knew why mom and dad said I needed a haircut. When I drew a picture of myself with my wild and fizzy hair, mom and dad laughed, but dad still took me to the barbershop. After my haircut, I look so grown up. Now I look like you, I said to dad, but you're much more handsome, the barber said with a smile. I asked Dad if we could go to the park. Sure, said Dad. outside the barbershop, we bumped into Charlie and his dad. Charlie was getting a haircut, too. See you later, he said. I hope Charlie's in my class again this year. We are best friends. At the park, I saw Sam, Kate, and Sarah. Wow, your hair is so short, Kate laughed. My hair is not too short, I said. I want to look good on the first day of school. You mean you want to look grown up, said Kate. That's right, I said, and now I do. I bought a new backpack, Kate said. At the mall, there were so many to choose from, I couldn't make up my mind. Then I saw this one, and it was perfect, and it was on sale, which made Mom happy, too. Remember our first day of school last year, Sam asked? I sure did. It was scary walking down that long hallway to my classroom. I was so scared, said Sam. But when Miss Madoff showed me where to sit, I felt better. That's because you sat next to me, Sam said, and we were already friends. If you guys think you were scared, you should have seen me, said Sam. Grandma took me to school early because she's the crossing guard. I was the first kid at school. Only the library was open. I didn't mind waiting there because I found my favorite book, Polly. Pablo said last year, I got a new Captain Dynamo t-shirt. Remember that one, Nicholas? I laughed. How could I forget Pablo and I both wore the same t-shirt on the first day of school? Oh, last year I wore my beautiful white dress, said Evelyn, and it's too short for me, so Mom and made me a new one. My new dress is white, too, with little pink roses and a shiny pink belt. I can make my own lunch, Jessica said. My mom taught me this summer. I can't wait to use my new Comic Girl lunchbox. Cool, said Pablo and Evelyn. You'll see it tomorrow, Jessica said. I saw Charlie. He had a new haircut and a new backpack. Let's race to the monkey bars, I said. Machiko jumped down when she saw us. I got new bouncy shoes, Machiko said. My old shoes were too small. Now I can wiggle my toes. I could see all 10 toes wiggling inside her shoes. I tried to wiggle my toes, but I couldn't. Look what I have, said Evan. He showed me a shiny key. Mom can't pick me up this year because she's working after school. My babysitter and I will stop by her dad's grocery store to say hi and get a snack. Then we will walk home together. I'm big enough to have my own house key, and she has one too. Charlie opened his Bug World backpack. He pulled out two notebooks and a new pencil box. Inside was a ruler, colored pencil, and markers, number 2 pencils, and a gum eraser. I hope we're in the same class this year, he said. Me too, I said, but even if we're not, we'll still be friends. Next, we went down the slide when Dad came over. I told him my toes hurt. I think my shoes are too small. Dad felt my toes. We need to go shopping, he said. On the way home, we stopped at the shoe store. Guess who was there? Miss Madoff. Hi, Nicholas, she said. All set for school? You bet, I said. I can't wait, neither can I, she said. On the first day of school, I was ready. Best of all, Charlie and I were in the same class. The end.
How was that for you? To talk about school, was that an experience that you ever had?
Yeah.
How?
Because it was scary because I didn't know anybody. and I wasn't friends with anybody. I hadn't met anybody there, so I was really scared. I was nervous. But I made friends really fast.
Right, it is scary when you don't know anyone and you go there, and it does take a bit of bravery to be able to be the first one to say hello, or if they say hello back to you, do you say anything to them? So you don't know what to do. So sometimes, just like with acting, you pretend the day before and you come up with all kinds of questions. What should I say? What should I do? And you might even take a dry run to go to the school before it even starts so that you can feel comfortable about it. That usually will help you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thrilled that if anyone wants to call to be able to talk to Anthony or Aunt Jewel or Starfish or say something about going back to school, you can reach us at 914-338-0695. And we have one caller, too, that we'd like to hear from. But first, let's hear another song. I'd like to hear about back to school because it is something that all the boys and girls are going to experience. Even if it's going to a daycare, you're going to be going back to school. And we're going to do the one with Brandon Parker, Back to School. So one of the other things is when we go, the best thing about going back to school is if you're also going to see old friends that you made before. That is really good to see them, and you haven't seen them all summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's hear Back to School by Joanna Lee. We'll do that one. And one of the things, too, that's also nice is to be able to see your old school teacher that you had last year and talk to them. And it's so nice when they say, "Hi, Anthony."
I have my same first grade teacher for third grade this year.
I'm going back. You're going back. We're going back, back to school. My sister's going back. My brother's going back. Even my teacher's going back to school.
I'm going back.
Rain is going back. Back to school. Fisher's going back. Devon is going back. Brooks is going back. Back to school. Jasmine's going back. Malik is going back. Julian is going back to school. Juan is going back. Wait, get back to school. I've got new snazzy glasses. I wonder where my class is. I just can't wait to get back to school. I've got a brand new lunchbox. It's gonna knock the socks off. I just can't wait to get back to school. I've got pencils and a ruler. Won't cut like Barry Bueller. I just can't wait to get back.
Hi, I
you can't wait, Anthony. Can you wait, Anthony?
Yeah.
Do you get new clothes for school when you go back?
No, we wear a uniform.
Oh, okay. And school supplies. Do you get that? New school supplies? Oh, I know.
Yes.
That's kind of exciting. You'll be able to have a new notebook and paper and everything. Well, let's hear what this one caller has to say. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing? Do you realize that you're with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and also Starfish and Anthony?
Oh, cool. I'm very happy to be a part of the show. I just want to chime in. I just heard one of your Back to School songs, and I wanted to play another, just a small clip of a Back to School song that I played for my son.
What grade is your son in going back to school?
Just take those old records off the shelf. I'll sit and listen to them by myself. Today music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to...
He's certainly a singer. We love it. But we have to have time for our bedtime stories because the little kids need to go to bed so we can't have any dancing.
It's time to get them ready because their eyes are getting so tired and they're starting to yawn. And Starfish would like to share one more book with them called The Night Before Preschool.
Are you ready, Anthony?
Yeah.
All right. It is certainly that time to go off into dreamland.
And sometimes daddies don't know that this is time to go to sleep.
It's not time to dance. I know, he probably didn't want to go to sleep either, but we have to go to bed and get ready. Tomorrow is Monday. All right, boys and girls.
Yeah. The night before preschool. And I see already, I see Kayla, her eyes are getting so tired and she's starting to yawn. And we know what that means. It's time to go to bed.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. The night before preschool. The Night Before Preschool is written by Natasha Wing and illustrated by Amy Woomer. It was the night before preschool. Alarm clocks were set. All the children were cuddling their favorite plush pets. Monkeys and lions and sock bunnies, too, would be going to school like big boys and girls do. Parents set out clothes and clean underwear. Hoodies were hung by the front door with care. The children nestled all warm in their beds while visions of playtime danced in their heads. But one little boy was still wide awake. He worried about preschool and the friends that he'd make. His tummy hurt, yet he didn't know why. He hid behind Mommy. He was feeling quite shy. "Hello there, Billy," said Justin. He greeted each child by name. "Gather round and we'll start with a fun clapping game." Kids sang songs and danced dances. They loved circle time. Then everyone listened to stories and a mother goose rhyme. They dressed up in clothes from the big costume box. "Look, I'm a pirate, arr, and I'm Goldilocks." But Billy just watched other kids as they played, and the corner by himself was right where he stayed. He drew a dinosaur as tall as a tree. He showed it to Justin. "That's great. Is it for me?" Then the children picked up their crayons and toys and took a trip to the bathroom, one for girls and one for boys. Then all let's have a snack break, said Justin. But Billy pushed his aside. Then off the class marched for playtime outside. There were tricycles to ride and a big loop-the-loop, a garden to tend and sand piles to scoop. After hanging up jackets and wiping off shoes, they gathered their buddies for a quiet snooze. The kids lay on their mats. Soon there wasn't a peep. All were quiet except Billy, who cannot fall asleep. I can't take a nap without my teddy, Jeremy. But he's not here, wailed Billy. I left him at home. When, what, to his watering eyes should appear but a soft, fuzzy rabbit with a bow on his ear. It's okay, our little girl said. Here, take my bunny. And suddenly Billy's tummy stopped feeling so funny. Thanks, whispered Billy, snuggling up for a nap. And just like that, he was asleep in a snap. After nap time was over, he played with Charlene. I'll be the blue ring, said Billy, and I'll be the green. When out in the hallway, there arose such a clatter. Kids sprang to the door to see what was the matter. Parents rushed in, wanting hugs and kisses. Billy's mom brought Jeremy and asked, did you miss us? See you tomorrow, said Justin. Wow, the birthday was done. I'll be back, Billy shouted. Preschool is really, really fun. The end. Wow, was preschool like that for you, Anthony?
That was a great story. That made me want to go to sleep.
Do you remember preschool or first grade being like that? Oh, well, first grade, you had your first grade teacher, your favorite.
Uh-huh.
Why was she your favorite, and why do you still think she's your favorite today? Does she give you fun books to read, fun games to play?
She tells funny jokes. She kind of messes with people a little bit. It's really fun.
That certainly makes school so interesting and I know you wanted to learn so much.
Yep.
It is something when you have to go to school and you get a chance to meet a lot of new friends. And sometimes it might be a little overwhelming because there's so many kids' names to remember. Just hard enough just to remember the teacher's name, and hard enough also to remember all the routines that you have. Getting your pencils, putting your lunchbox away, having nap time if you're going to preschool, and if you're in an older school, who do you sit next to? Do you know all the things that they're going to do? Is the teacher going to call on you? My goodness, it makes your head It was so much easier when I was at home or with my friends. Didn't you find that out too, Anthony?
Yeah.
It does make it a lot interesting because, you know, guess what? You have new friends, and that also is fun. To be able to have new friends. I'm going to read you a book, Sweet Dreams, because it's time to go to bed. And, you know, some of the kids have already said, I don't want to go to sleep. Have you ever said that?
Yes. All the time.
Because you said that you're always trying to negotiate with your mom.
Uh-huh. One more show.
Right. And we have a little song, too, that I'm going to read before I read Sweet Dreams. Because, boys and girls, there's some kids out there that say, I don't want to go to bed. And then by the hum.
Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so you may find this to be quite a surprise that I'm not even just a little bit tired. I've taken a bath, I got my PJs on, Mommy read me a book and even sang me a song. Still, I'm not even just a little bit tired. I don't wanna go to bed. Bed. I don't wanna go to bed, don't wanna lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't wanna go to bed, bed. I don't wanna go to bed, don't wanna lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. We've been to the park and we've had our fun. Now the sun has set and the day is done. Still, I'm not even just an itsy bit tired. I see the stars and the moon shine bright. Mommy blows me a kiss and she turns out the light. But I'm not even just a teeny bit tired. Oh, I don't wanna go to bed, bed. I don't wanna go to bed. Don't wanna lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't wanna go to bed, bed. I don't wanna go to bed. Don't wanna lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so maybe it's me who's in for a surprise. Maybe I am just a little bit tired. I think I gotta go to bed, bed. Think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I think I gotta go to bed, bed. Think gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all.
I know it is so hard to go to sleep, even when you know you're sleepy. You're trying to fight it. You're going, it's not time to go. Can I stay up just a little longer? And we hear, we all know it, Angel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. It's so tough to get the boys and girls to go to sleep. But guess what, Starfish? By the end of the show, guess who's going to sleep?
The boys and girls.
Sometimes Nana. Well, Poppy has already gone to sleep half hour ago. His bifocals have already fallen off of his face. And we want to make sure, boys and girls, before we end, that we say happy birthday to Aaron because it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
And yes, you got a great birthday wish from Anthony. So special.
Having birthdays, isn't it a special thing, Anthony? Haven't you had a very special birthday?
Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Oh, that was nice. So we're going to play a birthday song for Aaron because he has a birthday, and this was a special day for his mommy some time ago.
Oh. them.
Happy birthday, Aaron!
Woo! Anthony, how did you like that birthday song?
I thought it was awesome.
Well, when is your birthday, Anthony? So we'll make sure to send an Anthony birthday shout out.
April 16th.
Oh, yes, you are on the map. We are going to say happy birthday, Anthony, on April 16th.
And Starfish, can you imagine?
You're welcome. Can you imagine that we are almost at the end of our show? Oh, no. Goodbye to Anthony. Anthony, you are awesome youth co-host here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Can you come again one time?
Sure.
Awesome.
We would love to have you come back and to tell us about all your acting things that you're going to be doing. We'll make sure that the boys and girls all know all over the world.
Great.
How can the boys and girls find you? Do you have a website, a Twitter, a Facebook?
I have a website that is Anthony-Michael.com.
You want to say that again?
Anthony-Michael.com.
And we'll put it on ours, too, to let them know. We're so glad because you were a great, great guest. And
Thank you. We know
that. You're welcome. And any time, and your mommy's done a great job in you. You've been so polite.
And grandmommy, too.
Can't forget her. Can't forget
Nana.
Yeah,
thank you.
And, of course, this is one of the things that all mommies and daddies and Nana, well, Nana's already fallen asleep, and Poppy and aunts and uncles, this is their favorite time when their boys and girls fall off to sleep and they become our bedtime friends. And we're going to play this song. Play It Off that we love, Starfish, and she knows what it is. It's Just Like a Star, and it's by Corrine Bailey Ray.
Boys and girls, it is that time. Let's take a little walk. Let's take a little few steps to our window. Can you see it? Can you see that shining, shimmering light that sparkles so, so very bright? It is a star. And as we gaze upon that same bright star, let us take a wish and take a trip to dreamland. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
And good night, Riley. It was so great meeting you and your sisters in church.
Good night, Riley. Have a good evening.
You're so friendly. Giving kisses all to everyone, throwing them. Good night.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands, wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. I wonder
Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And we will see you again. And we'll make sure that by the end of the show, a lot of you boys and girls, including the moms and dads, will be asleep.
You can also find us on Facebook, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Thanks so much, Anthony, for taking time and sending our wonderful audience, boys and girls, to dreamland.
You're welcome. Make sure you follow on PBS, on the Abolitionist, and he will be playing the young Frederick Douglass. You should be able to see his fantastic acting role. You will have the same empathy that I felt when I saw him act. I know your Nana was extremely proud. So is Mom and Dad.
We do it all the time.
So it's Priscilla. Good night. And thank you so much for joining us.
Good night, everyone.
Are you sleeping yet, Anthony?
Yeah.
We did our job.
Just like a song in my heart.
And here's something big sending.
Good night, everyone. Sweet dreams.